You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. You are rejoicing in, I'm rejoicing in it, and we are going to be glad. Why? Because guess what time it is? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. No matter what you've been faced with, no matter what you're facing this morning or this afternoon, it's time for your miracle. We want to thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your home. Guess what? By the radio station, WWBC. Hallelujah. We are so glad. AM, come on here, 1510 on your AM dial. However you're tuning in to us on Face a Cypress audience, we're glad that you're tuning in, because guess what? Again, I'm going to repeat it again. It's time for your miracle. Oh my goodness, I felt that. It's nothing, you know, what you're going through this week, had gone through this weekend, or what you're facing this morning. God is still on the throne. He's still with you. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. We trust and pray that you were in some kind of services at your church over the weekend, starting maybe on Friday night, then Sunday morning. We trust that you was in a powerful packed service, something to lift you up, something to bring you through this week. Amen. Praise our God. We thank God for you. Listen, let's go to a word of prayer, and I'll be right back with a word of encouragement, a word to lift you up. Amen. No matter what you're going through with, there's a word. There is a word to bring you out, to bring you over, to bring you through it. Amen. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more opportunity. We thank you for one more time, Father, that you allowed us to come together, God, by the way of Cypress audience and by the way of the radio audience, Father. We thank you for touching them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that every need is met. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in their lives. Come on, that does not concern you, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, that you touch them right now in the area where they need to be touched, healed, and delivered and set free right now in the name of Jesus. We command the sickness. We command the enemy to take his hands off right now in the name of Jesus. And we call peace. We call peace to them right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, we thank God for you once again here. Amen. Tuning in to the radio broadcast coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Hallelujah, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you. Amen. Elect Lady Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. Hallelujah. My wife, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. And to all our prophetesses, all our elders, and all our evangelists, and our church mother, all of them that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, I want to give you a good God bless you shout out. Thank God for you, you and you. Amen. Listen, get ready, get ready. Just a few announcements. Get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. We want you to go and celebrate, those of you that can, and those that you will go out and be to some of these events that's going on. Hallelujah. We don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss it, because I believe there's a blessing. There's a blessing in an event that's going to be going on in your area, and you know about it. Listen, we are going to be going out on Wednesday night to celebrate with Pastor Montgomery, Catherine Montgomery. This is her first year anniversary. She's going to be in her first year anniversary. Not that they just got started, but they're going to be there. New Hope, Word of Life. Praise our God. You do not want to miss this coming up. It's going to start on the 17th and go all the way through Sunday. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. So we're going to be with them on Wednesday night. New Hope Word of Life, right there in Titusville, Florida. I think it's on Gilbert Street. We're going to be right there. Amen. Celebrating with her. Celebrating how God has brought them over through to celebrate this first year of her anniversary. She is the pastor there. Amen. And her husband, the late Montgomery. Hallelujah. Oscar Montgomery. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. She's stepping up and taking it on, running on with the talk. Running on. Running on. So we're going to be there to celebrate with them. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe the speaker is going to be Pastor Kimbrough. Praise our God. From right down here in Cocoa. Hallelujah. So we're going to be there celebrating with them on Wednesday night, starting Wednesday night. Listen. Then also, amen, maybe some events is going on in your area where you're living at and you know about it. Go out there. Amen. And help lift up the name of Jesus. Listen. Oh, my God. Saturday. It is on that time again. It is time for the night of royalty. Oh, my God. God is going to be there. This is the 15th annual night of royalty. Yes, 20 something like that. Annual night of royalty. Praise our God. God has blessed us. God has kept us. Amen. You don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss this. People are coming in from everywhere. Chicago. People are coming in. Hallelujah. They're coming in from Miami, down Miami way, Fort Lauderdale. People are coming in West Palm Beach. We are looking for a high time Saturday. Praise our God. People are coming in from Carolina, Georgia. I've already spoken to some of these people. Listen, who the lineup? The lineup is coming. We've got great things. Hallelujah. Great things lined up. It starts at 6 o'clock at the Great Outdoors in Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss it. The Great Outdoors, 125 Plantation Drive, Titusville, Florida. That's the address. You don't want to miss it. Listen, tickets are, it's going to be a ticket event. Tickets are, you can get your tickets for your ticket, $60. $60. Now, they will go up at the door, just not much, but $65. Praise our God. You can get your tickets, adult tickets, is $60. Praise God. Children tickets. Are 35. You don't want to miss this event. That's no money. You spend that out just in no time. Come on. That's no money. Oh, we got a good lineup. We got the Twinlets. They're going to be praise dancing. Oh, right in this area, right here from this local place right here in Coco. Those of you that know her, Mother Cleo Weaver, she will be one of the substances. She will be with us. Oh, my God. You don't want to miss this. Hallelujah. Then we got our speaker coming all the way in from Chicago. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Kenneth Fuller. He's going to be our speaker. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. From Social Center International Ministries in Chicago, Florida. Chicago, Florida. Chicago. Amen. I got to get him here to Florida. He's coming. He's coming. He'll be in on Thursday. Praying, hopefully he'll be with us on the radio on Friday. You don't want to miss it. Praise our God. Then we have coming all the way in too. Just driving all the way in to be with us. Hallelujah. Songbird herself. Songbirds. These are songbirds and dancing themselves. Hallelujah. Ashley Williams. Oh, my God. If you ain't never heard Ashley sing, my goodness, you in for a treat. She will be with us. Oh, then Patricia Barbara Hickman. Those of you that know her, she's a songbird herself too. She'll be in with us. Oh, it's going to be something. Door prizes will be given away. You better come get your tickets because you never know. You might be the one that win the special door prize. Come on, somebody. Yes, it's going to be something. And I want to give a special thanks to those that have contributed to this event. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Juanita Spells, thank you. Ah, bless you. Sister Juanita Spells, bless your heart. I had to come back to Audrey. Sister Audrey, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Y'all have come out. Y'all been doing, you've been doing things. Special thanks again to all the members that have got there and pulled this together. It's going to be something you don't want to miss. Again, Saturday, This is the annual night of royalty, and it will be held at the Great Outdoors, September the 16th. Praise God. September the 16th at the Great Outdoors, 125 Plantation Drive, Titusville, Florida, 32780. We're looking to see you there. They're coming in from Carolina. My aunt is going to be in the house. She's coming in. Hallelujah. She's coming in. Hallelujah. Aunt Judy will be here with us and some of the family members. They're coming in from Alabama. Oh, come on. They're coming in. Hallelujah. Tallahassee, Florida is going to be in. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss this. Get your tickets. You still got time to get your tickets, and you can get them at the door. Dinner will be served. Dinner will be served. Pictures will be taken. It's going to be something. We're looking forward to seeing you at this event. It's called a night of royalty. Get dressed up. Get dressed up. Get laid out. Come on and let the enemy know what you took me through, what I went through with you. It didn't take me out. It just promoted me. Oh, I like that. It just promoted me. Praise our God. We're going to look to see you there. God bless all of you that's on Cypress Audience. Bless you, Evangelist Mara. Bless you, Sister Arlene Wright. And I think I saw Sel Watkins, my cousin. Oh, bless you. Listen, I want to go to the Word of God. Thank all of you. Amen for what you're doing. Let's continue to pray for the bereaved family. Pray for those that are going through bereavement hour. Pray that God will take them through and see them through. Amen. The Mitchell family. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the Lewis family, and continue to pray for the Mitchell family. Amen. That God would see them through. Amen. This difficult time, Dr. Mitchell. God bless you. Hallelujah. We want to pray, and we want to thank God for them and ask God to throw their arms around them and protect them right now. Listen, I just want to go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 91. And the scripture reads as this. He said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place." Oh, my, the secret place. I don't want to be nowhere else. I don't want to be hidden nowhere else. I don't want to be trying to go nowhere else. But I want to be where? He said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place." The secret place. Dwelling means to stay there. I want to stay in the secret place where God has me at. Because he said, listen, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Come on, you're fully protected. You're fully protected when you are abiding up under the shadows of the Almighty. God is going to protect you. God is going to bring you out. God is going to see you through. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Come on here. I will say, oh my goodness, I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. Come on, he is your fortress today. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, God is your fortress today. Come on here. Hallelujah. He is my fortress. He is my fortress. Come on here. Oh my God. This is blessing me. Because guess what? If you abide in him, this is the word says, if you abide in him and he abide in you, you can ask what you will. Come on. There's nothing too hard for God. You can ask what you will. Because I trust him. You trust him. Because why? His word is his bond towards us. Oh, praise God. I want to bless your hearts here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say unto the Lord, he is my fortress. He is my fortress. Come on. I trust him. My soul trusts in God. You trust in God. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He will never leave you. Come on, somebody. Lord, your God. My God in him will I trust. When you can't trace God, when it seems like you can't hear God, guess what? I still trust him. I still believe that he's able to do a thing above all we think or ask. Because why? I trust in him. Surely he shall drive thee from the house of the. He's going to drive away. He's going to drive all that away. Because why? If we are abiding in him, in his word abiding in us. Come on. When the noise, it said the noisy pestilence Come on, when the noise of pestilence, when the noise of life try to come around you and overtake you, different noises in life, come on, that try to hit your body, sickness, that's a noise. Come on, family situation, that's a noise. Come on, hallelujah. Just trying to make you worry, that's a noise. Just trying to make you fret, that's a noise. But if you abide, he that dwelleth, he that stay in the secret place. Come on, God is not going to let nothing harm you. Come on, somebody. God is not going to let nothing overtake you. Come on. Hallelujah. I will say to the Lord, he is my fortress. He is my refuge. God bless you, Sister Tish Robinson. Good to see you. Hallelujah. He is. He is your fortress today. He is your strength today. He is your peace today. Hallelujah. There is no peace in the world today. Come on. For sin has taken it all the way. But when you come to Jesus, he'll give you peace. When you come to Jesus and cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But we got to do what? We got to abide. We got to stay in his presence. We got to stay there no matter what is going on in our lives. Because listen, I'm reminded what David said in the book of Psalms. David said he would do what? I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. So God is not slumbering. God is not asleep on your case, on your behalf. God is still working. Somebody need to tag and share. Somebody need to wake up somebody and tell them it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up out of this. Come on. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Not when you're abiding in God. Not when you trust God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when the noise of pestilence of life try to come up around you and overtake you and overshadow you, come on here. Guess what? The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. Hallelujah. It keeps you. It keeps you in the midst of what the enemy is trying to make you fret. The enemy is trying to make you give up. The enemy is trying to torment your mind. But the peace of God, the peace of God. Have you ever been going through a situation and didn't know how you was coming out? And didn't just feel like you just couldn't get out? But you just say, God, I thank you. I thank you that you give me peace. I thank you that you bring me out. I thank you that you have brought me out before you got out, you know, of the situation. Don't you know God has already stepped in? He's already given you peace. This is why you got to do what? He that dwelleth, stay there. Stay there because it's in the ark of safety in him. Come on. The noisy pestilence right here in the third verse. He says, surely, surely, come on, he shall drive thee from. He's going to drive it away. He's going to deliver you. He's going to bring you out of it. That's in it. Come on. He's going to bring you out of what you're facing. The word of God cannot lie. The word of God. God will back up his word. God watches over his word. One translation say, he watches over his word. He hastens to his word to perform it for you. When you're going through, do not let the enemy tell you that God is not going to bring you out. Do not let the enemy tell you that God can't deliver you. Do not let the enemy talk to you in your ear gates. Do not let the enemy bring anything towards your eye gate to make you doubt God, because you're dwelling in the secret place. Hallelujah. You're in the secret place. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot find you when you're in the secret place. Hallelujah. His wings, his wings cover you. The wings of the angels cover you. His hands cover you. Come on here. Praise our God. Hallelujah. You're in a secret place. In the secret place. Hallelujah. Of the Most High. Shall abide under the shadows. Come on. Stay there. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't get overtaken. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't allow the enemy tell you that you're not going to make it through this. Don't allow the enemy to paint no picture. Come on. You got to tell that enemy. You got to tell that devil that the God in you, the God surround you, you got peace. I've got peace today. And I'm confident. Hallelujah. I'm confident in this circumstance, in this situation. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh, come on. This is when you're dwelling in a secret place. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord. I don't care what's going on. But the Lord. I don't care. It can be a family problem situation. But the Lord. Hallelujah. It could be sickness going through in your body. But the Lord. Come on. It could be anything with the grandchildren. I'm just saying anything. But here he steps in. But the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord shall what? Deliver you. Come on. Or somebody need to say on the stream, I've been delivered. He will deliver me. He have delivered me. If he did it one time, he'll do it again. Come on. Why? Because I'm abiding. He that dwelleth. He that stay. I'm abiding in him. And he's abiding in me. Come on. Hallelujah. He is my fortress. Come on. He give me strength. He give me peace. Come on. My time going to come and soon go here. But I want to let you know today. Come on. You don't have to go through this alone. You're not by yourself. God is with you. Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shabbat. He's with you. Come on. It's a time for your miracle. It's time to get up. It's time to hold your head up. You're walking in a miracle. Hallelujah. You're a miracle. Hallelujah. Because God, he's with you. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. So guess what? I want to dwell in this secret place. I want to dwell. I'm not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere because of the circumstances. See, he already hiding you. Because when the pestilence, noisy pestilence come up against you, and try to overtake you, try to overthrow you, God is hiding you. He's taking you out. He's bringing you through it. Come on. You got to keep your mind. You got to keep your eyes focused on his word. And keep focused on him. Don't be overtaken by what you see or what you hear. Come on. Praise God. Somebody may be on the sound of my voice and don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. I want to take time out right now to invite you, to offer you Jesus. Come on. According to the word of God, the Bible says in Romans, he says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So that's all that is. You don't have to go through no long out drawing. You don't have to go to nobody to vote. You don't have to go to nobody to say, well, let me go and think about it. No. Just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, well, you shall be saved. That's what, simple, just plain as that. So if you have confessed that and you believe that, guess what? You're saved. So what you need to do is find your Bible-based teaching church that's teaching the truth. And get in there and dwell there and stay there. Hallelujah. So you can grow. Grow and go. I like that. Grow and go. Come on. He'll help you along the way. Guess what? And if you're in an area, if you're in the area, Titusville, area of Cocoa, find somebody. Place of worship. Find a house of worship to go there. And get in there. Grow and go. Praise our God. Come by 1219 South Street. Come on, the spot. They'll love to have you. The pastor would love to have you. I'm quite sure he would love to have you. He'd love to see you. Tell him about you heard this man on the radio. Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. You heard him on the radio. And you came in. He gave the address, and I came in to see what was going on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. But guess what? You got to abide. You got to stay there. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Come on here. I will say unto the Lord, he is my fortress and my refuge. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't know nowhere else to go. I don't know nowhere else to be but in the presence of God. What about you? In the presence of God. It's in the presence of God. In his presence. Fullness of joy. In his presence. His peace. In his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David here. Amen. Is saying, hallelujah. He's expressing himself. Come on. About his Lord, his King. Come on. The book of David. Hallelujah. David is a man after God's own heart. David, hallelujah, knew how to get into the presence of God. David knew how to worship God. Come on. What about you? Do you know how to worship him? Do you know how to give him glory? Come on. Give him praise for what he's done and what he's going to do. Come on. I know he can bring you out. He can bring you out. He will bring you out. Listen, time is coming. Go. You don't want to miss the broadcast on Friday. You don't want to miss it on Friday. Come on. You don't want to miss the broadcast on Friday. Pray that Dr. Kendall will be with us. Kendall Fuller will be with us. Apostle Dr. Kendall Fuller will be with us all the way from Chicago. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Social Service Center. Hallelujah. Incorporated Ministry from Chicago will be here with us. We are looking forward to seeing all of you. Amen. This weekend coming up. Already, I'm starting already. Looking forward to seeing you. Come on, tell somebody. Tell them you don't want to miss this. The Night of Royalty is back up on the go. Again, it's going to be Saturday. Praise our God. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Praise God. Got 1 minute left. And there's 1 minute left. 2 minutes left. Hallelujah. 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes to get in contact with me. 2 minutes. No, you can see me out and about in public. And we'll give you more information about Saturday. And so we want to thank God again for this radio station. Oh, the engineer, Brother Danny. You have to hear him do the announcements and the opening. Oh, boy, nobody like him. Nobody like him. Hallelujah. So we want you to come on, tune into the radio broadcast here at WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. And, 1 minute left. So guess what? WJFP, come on. We want you to tune into the Stay With East radio station. If it's been a blessing to you, stop by and let them know. I heard it on the app. Stop by the station and let them know. And stop by the station. And guess what? Sometimes just don't stop by the station empty-handed. Stop by and say, this is what I want to thank you for coming on. Because it costs to be on the air. It costs us to run this place. I know it do. So if this radio broadcast station has been a blessing to you, stop by. Amen. I'm quite sure. Now, he didn't pay me to say this. He ain't paying me to say that. He didn't ask me to say this. But I stop by. Drop off a donation. Say, I want to bless you. Guess what? You can't beat God's giving. My time is coming gone. Amen. For such a time as this, I want you to know, tune in. Tune in to the radio station on Friday. Because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. I got to go. Got to get on up out of here. Be blessed. Do not be stressed. Be blessed. Why? Because God is with you. Bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.